You're listening to the Toronto Sounds Good podcast, a local music anthology. For more information about this podcast, including track listings, check out www.t.isgood.ca.
Blue black sky at night, stadium lights, the odd fight. Cars parked for 100 miles on the grass, smoking grass. And I'm left to the door. Under a jacket, so dry. Thank you.
quiet as a hive full of tired bees. One little breeze, one little word, as soft as the breast of a hummingbird. One
conscience bleeds. are the people who turn children into ours. Those are the fingers that fall from the dead. Those are the people who hear what is said and ignore in order to ensure the wealthy of power. These are the people who have had enough. These are the people who refuse to cower. These are the people helping people to empower the last generation of love. The sound of our earth mother crying. That's a generation that don't wanna make us stink. That's a television trying to tell you in to blink. That is the process of turning the living into the dying. These are all my brothers who have had enough. These are all my sisters who are sick of all the lying. I am a poet urging people from denying that this is the last generation of love. This is the last generation of love. They are the monsters hell-bent on destruction. They are the automatons, the truculent insane. They are the heartless, they do not render pain unless it's in the butt from a divorce or from liposuction. Those of the last generation of love. We are the mourning, the kept awake by pain. We are the dying, we have everything to gain. I think it's time that we rained a little death from our love. If that means that we rained a bit of death from above. This is the last generation of love. This is the last generation of love. This is the last generation of love. Generation of
stupid shit, man.
Out song to my sister and struggling to end things and begin again. Challenged and oppressed by the system, misunderstood by those who raised them. Girlfriends simply trying not to give in. This is a torch song for all women. Each and every one of us hurting. In some parts of this world, stone burned, point blank, murdered for infractions inferred, not proven. Convicted of actions and behaviors we Western women associate with freedom so basic that we've taken its liberty for granted in tragic ways. Women are burning, cornered by mobs of venomous patriarchal oppression, doused with gasoline, lit a fire inflamed by patriarchal poisons, broken on a pyre of male lunacy. The witch hunts are a staple of fundamentalist supremacy. Look out your front window, Salem is burning again. They're coming for someone else. Are you going to let them take them? We've got to start getting together to start addressing the situation of women. No matter what you call it, find a place of balance, respect another's attempt at it, and begin this. Have your own divine path, but do it. There are women dying in the arms of men whose lives descended from women. Something is hurting in men willing to desecrate the feminine. We need to do something.
she was pregnant with him. That was the other woman, I mean. He told her to abort him or face the wrath of a mean street giant who had a knack of making people go quiet and silent like the dude in Mystic River when he parted in the last scene. It was a real possibility. You see, he had a wife and this girl fiend infertility. You see, it was just meant to be. He see eventually, but now this kid was just a reminder of infidelity. And what about his wife? She had just had his son. That was my older brother who was the desired one. They were 1 year apart, more or less a few months. One knew he was loved, the other not so much. And that hurts more than any bullet from a gun. Yeah, Papa was a rolling stone, but then it's done, yeah. You ain't a half, but a whole of me.
There'll be no facts without. spin your leg in the sky and pretend that you're friends with a little big guy. It's a mystical, the way you look, that seems good.
They're okay with foul play. Every little G20 talk got played. But what's especially perverse is that this all feels rehearsed.
life is indescribable. Life, life, I'm crying 'cause I'm happy. Happy to be with you. There once was a time, a time when I had no one. I'm standing in the fountain, bluebirds upon my head.
See, every day for about 2 weeks, I was asking my mama for a drum machine, and she would say, "Sorry, baby, we can't afford it right now." And to the ears of my young self, all I heard her saying was, "No." And this white kid friend of mine told me that if you throw a tantrum, parents have to give you what you want. And that day, I threw a tantrum. And unbeknown to my young black self, black parents don't respond very well to tantrums. They consider it a threat to their authority. So a wooden spoon in my behind got introduced to each other, and I cried. I cried a long cry. I cried so much I ran out of tears, and with my mama looking up to the heavens saying, "Lord, give me strength." To the eyes of my young self, it seemed that the Lord was living in the ceiling, and I got sent to the basement. I guess at the time, she didn't want me disturbing the Lord with all my noise, and down there, that's where I found one of my dad's old 8-track tapes. It was blue, and that's how I was feeling. Why are some of y'all looking perplexed, like you don't know what 8-tracks are? 8-tracks was like a 70s prototype for today's present in-car CD multi-changer. See, they were expected to be around forever, and some say that an asteroid hit the Earth, and they all disappeared. Or was that the dinosaurs? Anyways, do y'all remember that Denzel Washington movie, The Hurricane, when the kid Lesber got the book, the 16th round, and one of the Canadians told him, "Sometimes we don't pick the books we read, they pick us"? Well, I felt like that with this tape. And as I put that tape into my dad's old hi-fi system, and that's when I heard it. See, I would fall asleep listening to this tape and blasting it over and over again, listening to the pops and the clicks and the needle touching the record. And yeah, I know it was on tape, but that's how they would record things back then. And hell, mama finally got tired of me playing that tape, pulled me out of the basement and sent me to my room, and I cried. I cried a long cry. I cried so much I ran out of tears, and it's funny how this sound still affects me after all these years. And I swear those horns were singing. Mama wouldn't buy me a drum machine. Mama wouldn't buy me a drum machine. Don't I touch you? Mama wouldn't buy me a drum machine, and now she gonna take away my tape. And in between my sobs, these sounds was going around in my head until finally they came out of my mouth. First the humming, the scatting, the howling, and then going along with the madman with like a cipher of all psychics, like a beacon inviting all the musicalities of one voice to come and play. And I heard that voice coming out of me. I heard the man with the horn. The man with the band. Coming out of me. Singing lady from the color purple. I think her name was Shug. And the Holy Spirit possessed her. And she was singing in the juke joint. And she walked with everybody over to the bridge into the church. She hugged the father, the preacher. And she said, "See, Daddy? Sinners have souls too. Sinners have souls too." So I ran to my mama. Playing the man with the horn. Playing the man with the band. Making these sounds with my mouth. Said, "Mama, these sounds, they've touched me. Touched me. Don't I touch you? Thank you.
don't feel